taking a drive through the great American West. It's Our Talk on KCRW. Route 66 and a 1950s Ford sedan. That's all that Ed Ruscha needed for a lifetime of artistic inspiration. The quintessential L.A. artist continues to mine from the sights and the experiences of driving through the great American West. Gas stations and billboards, never-ending stretches of highways interposed with telephone poles and views of the vast desert. KCRW's art critic Hunter Drohojoska-Philp took a drive of her own up north to San Francisco to check out his latest exhibit, and Hunter is with us right now. Hi.
Hi, Steve.
Ruscha is certainly known here in Los Angeles. Let's talk about what he's done down here.
And probably best known for those long horizontal paintings of the sunset with the Hollywood sign perched on top of the mountains. An image that's very familiar to us, but of course those paintings have traveled the world, and he's certainly one of the most internationally recognized and successful of LA artists.
All right, so Ruscha's show at the museum in San Francisco, this is the DeYoung Museum up there, is called The Great American West. Tell us a little bit about it and how the work reflects this theme that he's going for.
Well, this is something that has recurred, as you said, since he drove out to Los Angeles from his home in Oklahoma City to go to school at Chouinard in the 1950s. And he's been making art out of that sense of driving through the desert, driving across Los Angeles ever since. He's never lived on the East Coast for any length of time. He's always seen LA as his source of inspiration. And he's really the artist who most captures that sense of endless horizon and that sense of having low-rise buildings everywhere. And he valorized them. He treats them as something special. It's as though he never really had a sense that things should be ornate or Victorian or high-rise. He really embraced what LA is and what LA was.
And you look at those things, those works that he's done in the decades before. Is there anything that you see in this work that's different, that you learn something new from?
Absolutely, because even though it seems obvious, when you see all of these pieces together, you realize how that book by Jack Kerouac, that 1958 book, On the Road, he always saw that as his first poetic inspiration, and you really see how it recurs over and over again. And really, one of the points of this show is that it was organized originally by a graphic arts curator, Karen Brewer. So there's an emphasis on the prints and the photographs and the books and the paintings, and the way they all are interchangeable. And you do have a sense that he captures something very special, not only about the real American West, but the way it is mythologized in films and mass culture, and the way it's increasingly been mythologized over the years.
All of this you can see at the DeYoung Museum, but not too far away is the San Francisco Museum of Art, an expanded version of this museum now that's open to the public. What were your impressions of that, and how has that expansion, do you think, helped the city and its art collections there?
Well, this is an architectural firm named Snohetta, and they've spent $300 million building this kind of white iceberg of a structure around an old 1995 postmodern structure that was there before. And they've integrated things. And it's good because before they never really had enough gallery space. Now they have three floors of a huge gallery space, very white maple floors, filled up with works of contemporary art that are on a 100-year loan from Don and Doris Fisher, who were the founders of The Gap. And what they've done with their fortune since the 1970s is buy contemporary art in depth. There are more than 20 paintings by Ellsworth Kelly. There are about almost 20 paintings by the great German artist Gerhard Richter. And it's extraordinary because museums really can't afford to collect any single artist in that kind of depth. But they've done it, and they've filled this museum with their collection. It's just enhanced the aspects of the permanent collection that needed a little boost.
So go up there, check it out. Check out the DeYoung Museum and Ed Ruscha's exhibit there, The Great American West, and also take in the San Francisco Museum of Art while you're up in the Bay Area as well. Hunter Drohojoska-Philp with this week's Art Talk. Thank you.
Thank you, Steve.